And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This is the network that focuses on the ordinary to extraordinary life. And this show is presented by Edward Jones Financial Advisors. You know, every once in a while, we have an individual author who writes a distinguished book. In reading Dr. Dilip Jesta's narrative, Wiser, The Scientific Roots of Wisdom, Compassion, and What Makes Us Good, I was struck by the powerful correlation of acquiring wisdom with living a longer life and perhaps a happier life. This book also reconfirmed to me that you can acquire wisdom throughout your entire life, regardless of age or stage. Doctor, welcome to Success Made Last.
Thank you, Ray. It's a pleasure to be on this show.
Doctor, let's start with your backstory. Tell us where you're from originally and your education leading up to the writing of the book, Wiser.
As a teenager, I was very interested in reading books, especially those related to psychology. I read Freud's Interpretation of Dreams, and I was just fascinated how Freud looked at dreams and interpreted from that the people's personality and behavior. He put together the brain and psychological thinking and behavior. Decide that I want to be a scientist who would study brain and mind. The best place to do research of that kind I knew was in the U.S., especially the National Institutes of Health, which is the mecca of research. So after completing my medical school and some psychiatry training, I migrated to the U.S. After doing residency and some fellowship, I went to NIH and from there moved to San Diego. I became a geriatric psychiatrist. So I study older people. When I decided to do that, some friends said, why are you doing that? Aging is all gloom and doom. It is so depressing. And I said, no, actually, there are positive things that happen with aging. I see some older people who are incredibly creative. They are happier and more contented than they were younger. And they're contributing a lot to the society. Is that wisdom? And that led me to think that wisdom and wisdom of aging would be the science to study.
And doctor, at what age have you written the book Wiser?
I wrote this book just came out last year. I'm 75. I'm currently professor of psychiatry and neurosciences and director of the Institute for Research on Aging at the University of California, San Diego. I have published a number of papers in this and related areas, but I thought that now was the time for me to write a book for the general public. The papers I had published previously were for professionals, and I thought it was time for me to really address, especially when the society is becoming increasingly stressed out, lonely, anxious, and depressed. I thought it was time for individuals and society to become wiser.
Hey, doctor, I believe your book has been released to the universe at just the right time and right place and for all the perfect reasons. Do you believe that the acquisition of wisdom actually puts us in the right direction of good and in turn puts years on our life?
Exactly right. Wisdom has been shown to be associated with greater happiness, greater well-being, and increased longevity. Wisdom is a uniquely human characteristic. And it has evolutionary value when it comes to aging. In other words, older people being wiser and helping transmit that wisdom to younger people is necessary for the survival of our species.
Doctor, when you compare your writing in Wiser to Triumphs of Experience in the Harvard Grant Study, especially in light of the decathlon of flourishing, what differences do you see in the two narratives?
The Harvard study is a remarkable study. That work was done by Dr. George Valiant, who was really one of the pioneers in this field. And our finding in research in an entirely different group of people mirror those in the Harvard study. But in our study, what we have done is to focus on empirical science of wisdom directly. So we define wisdom, we measure it, association in the brain, and we find ways in which each of the components can be improved. So I would say that the Harvard study prepared the grounds for our study and this book, mm-hmm. Wiser.
Well said. So we noticed that you took the Grant study to this whole new level of application. And as a geriatric doctor, you must have seen thousands of patients in order to form this scientific opinion.
I'm a geriatric psychiatrist, as I said. So I study people with mental illnesses, and my specific expertise is in schizophrenia. I've been doing studies of schizophrenia and aging for nearly 30 years. And I have seen tens of thousands of patients. Schizophrenia and aging, the conventional thinking was that I will find only things that go wrong, that people with schizophrenia, as they get older, will become demented and they will die at a younger age. And I found that was only partly true, that people with schizophrenia do develop physical diseases and die at a younger age. However, those who survive start doing better mentally. Mm-hmm. These people, after decades of illness, we find that their symptoms go down. They become more adherent to treatment. They reduce their smoking, reduce their drug abuse. They start functioning better. If you have not seen the movie Beautiful Mind, I would suggest one should see that. True story of John Nash, a Nobel laureate, who developed schizophrenia when he was young. And as he got older, he started getting better. He went back to research. And that really illustrates our experience with people with serious mental illnesses, that with aging, they become better, they become happier, and they become wiser.
Well, there you go. Do you believe that schizophrenia is actually avoidable based on how you live between 25 and 60?
I don't think so, because schizophrenia is thought to be a neurodevelopmental disease. In the sense, the origins of schizophrenia start at a very early age, even before schizophrenia is partly genetically determined. At mm-hmm. the same time, what happens in early childhood also increases the risk. And most people who develop schizophrenia do so in the adolescence or 20s. So usually the illness starts then. At this stage, there is not much we can do to prevent it. However, we can do a whole lot to control it, to improve the symptoms, and increase the chances of full recovery.
Well, that makes sense. Doctor, how do you want our audience of 25 versus 50 versus 75-year-olds to read and apply Wiser?
I think that the book Wiser is appropriate for all three groups. And the reason for that is that the wisdom can increase at any age. There is no age at which one can say that I have all the wisdom I need and I don't need to improve. No. Age, it is too late or too early to start becoming wiser.
Mm-hmm.
Aging comes with experience, and experience helps become wiser. However, you don't need to wait for experience to become wiser. And that's what we had done in the book. Explain strategies that even young people can use. And of course, people in the middle age and old people can also use somewhat different strategies.
So without giving away any of the jewels of your book, can you provide a tactical way that 25-year-olds can apply wiser, creating a lifetime to grow in wisdom?
Personality trait with specific components. Those components include self-reflection, that is, ability to look inward and understand your behavior. Second, emotional regulation, that is, control over emotions. Third is empathy and compassion, things that we do for others. There are also some other components, including spirituality. What we have found in our studies is that younger people, the teenagers, people in the 20s and 30s, they are at the top of their physical health. However, they are often at the bottom of their mental health. That is a group at which you see highest level of anxiety, depression, stress. That's why the rates of suicide and opioid use are going up in that population. So it is actually a good age to start thinking about wisdom. And the first component of wisdom that is necessary to evaluate is self-reflection, to measure your strengths and limitations. None of us is perfect. All of us have strengths and all of us have limitations. What you can do is you can take a scale that we developed for wisdom called San Diego Wisdom Scale or Jesse Thomas Index. And we talk about that in the book Wiser. When you take that scale, you can find how well you are doing on each of the components of wisdom. So that will tell you which components you need help with. And then there are strategies for each of those components. For example, increasing empathy and compassion is critical for compassion. So how do we increase our empathy and compassion? Mm-hmm. One is by, of course, reading books and seeing movies of people who have been empathic and compassionate. Second is keeping a gratitude diary or a journal. Before going to bed, write a couple of things that made you feel grateful to others. Once you do that for several days, you'll actually find that care for you. They are doing things for you, which means that you also need to return the favor. You need to do things. Then you can start practicing two random acts of kindness to strangers. And then put them in your diary. Again, make it a habit. Once it becomes second nature, then things will change. Another way is put yourself in other people's shoes. For example, you can try to be in a wheelchair for 2 days continuously. When you do that, you'll find out what it feels like for a person in a wheelchair. And your emotions about that person, feelings, thoughts about that person will change, and you'll become more empathic and compassionate.
And those are powerful suggestions. Doctor, are there any obstacles to anyone of any age to become wiser?
Resistance to changing yourself. If I think that I am perfect and anybody who disagrees with me is either unintelligent or evil, that's not going to help me. I need to accept my limitations and find out what those limitations are and then make an active effort to change those limitations, convert them into strengths. Action and motivation to change is critical. Absence of that is the main obstacle to increasing wisdom.
Doctor, we see your book as a ventana, a window, to anyone of any age, helping them move from ordinary to extraordinary, unleashing their full potential. And at the basis of personal growth is wisdom. And with wisdom, we can all move in the right direction of goodness. Doctor, your work is in fact extraordinary unto itself, and we appreciate the difference that you're making. Tell our listeners where they can learn more about your practice and purchase Wiser.
People can purchase the book on Amazon or from the publisher. They can also write to me. I work at University of California, San Diego, or UCSD. And my website is aging.ucsd.edu, or you can look at the website with Wiser the Book, and you'll get more information about the book as well as other writing that I have done.
Fantastic. Well, thanks again, Doctor, for being on Success Made Last, and congratulations on your wonderful book, Wiser.
Thank you, Rick. It was my pleasure and privilege to be on your podcast show. And I love the title of your podcast show, the Becoming Successful Over a Period of Long Period of Time, Sustaining the Success, and that is what wisdom is. So thank you.
Well, thanks for saying that. We believe that our library of podcasts will help lead our listeners to enduring success, and that journey certainly continues with each and every program as we acquire new wisdom. Hey, thanks for joining us today on our program. We appreciate all of you being a part of our Success Made to Last family. And we also appreciate the sponsorship by Edward Jones Financial Advisors. As we always say here, may your life go from ordinary to extraordinary, and may you unleash your full potential. Have a great week.
So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.